What's that you got there in your hand?
That's a tag I took off of the world's greatest TV set, Ender.
How you know that's the world's greatest TV set?
It says right here on the tag, engineered by CBS Columbia.
Yeah, that's the greatest.
CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier. Featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Ken Christie, Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Carell, Amos and Andy.
This is Charles Carell. Tonight, my partner Freeman Gosden and I take pleasure in welcoming CBS Columbia Television and Radio receivers to the Amos and Andy Show. Freeman and I have just returned from Chicago, where we saw the brand new CBS Columbia sets for 1955. And we're truly impressed with the way they look, the way they perform, and the way they're priced. We'll be telling you more about these sets later. In the meantime, remember that CBS Columbia is a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the greatest name in home entertainment.
Every family has a rich relative whose generosity can always be counted on. And in George Kingfish Stevens' family, it's his wife Sapphire's Uncle Wilbur. This morning a letter came from Uncle Wilbur inviting the Kingfish, Sapphire, and her mother to spend 2 weeks with him at his home in Florida.
Oh, George, it's going to be a wonderful trip. We're all looking forward to going.
Oh, yes! I have even bought myself a new transformation for the trip.
Yeah, you needed one, Mama. That one you've been wearing ain't been the same since we had the short circuit in the closet and you beat out the fire with it.
It's going to be wonderful, George. You know, it'll be our first vacation in a year.
Well, now, wait a minute. Your eyes broke. And the old boy didn't send us no transportation money. Now, you know, Sapphire, that me and you could flap our way down there like the swallows. But Mama, you're going to have a tough time getting that big fat fuselage of hers off the ground. Now, hold it, honey.
No. Oh, my baby's lying. We disappoint Uncle Wilbur, and he'll cut us out of his will.
Now, wait a minute, Mama, or Sapphire.
George, couldn't you just once prove to me that you was a man?
Now, honey, I... I can't stand tears. Now, cut it out. Mama, you are wheezing like a hippopotamus with asthma. That's why I look at you. Your mascara's running. Your rouge is all smeared. Your false eyelashes is loose. Look at that, honey. You done bald all your good looks clear down to your double chin there.
George, we got to get there. We just got to get there.
Now, look, honey, I'll go right out now and find some way. Just stop crying. You can count on me, I promise you.
All right, Mama, let's start packing. I think we done cried our way down to Florida.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Henry, there it is. Ain't that a fine-looking house trailer? I done bought it at a second-hand trailer lot yesterday.
Yeah, them trailers is nice, all right. But what you gonna do with it?
Well, Andy, me and Sapphire and Mama is going to go down to Florida and visit her rich Uncle Wilbur. I'm going to hitch this trailer on my car, and we're going down that way.
Florida, huh? Say, you know, I've been corresponding with a gal down there. She got a good job, too, you know. She's a stump spotter.
She's a stump spotter.
Yeah, when they take them tours through the Everglades, she sits in the front of the boat and hollers, "Here comes one now."
Then I've been thinking about you, boy. Maybe you'd like to come along with us, you know, share the trip, the scenery, the open roads, fences, repairs, gas and oil, and all them things, you know, that makes the trip worthwhile, ain't it?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind going to Florida, but wouldn't the four of us be jammed up in that thing?
Well, the way I figured it out, Andy, while we is driving, the women can be sleeping in the trailer. Then once in a while, they can come out of the trailer and leave us at the driving, you see.
You think that'd work?
Oh, certainly, Andy, yeah. It'd be just like when they haul animals around in the circus. Only on this trip, the rhinoceroses get a chance at the wheel, you see.
Well, it's a neat-looking trailer on the outside. What's it like inside?
Oh, it's been remodeled, Andy. Brother Jackson done the job for me.
You mean that carpenter, nearsighted Jackson?
Yeah, open the door there. Let's go in. Mm-hmm, there we are.
Mm, this doorway is kind of narrow.
Yeah, you make it, Andy. Just crouch down there. That's it. Shake your way in there, boy. Wiggle your hips a little. Just make believe you is the caboose on a conga line there. That's it. Now, in you. Up to Daisy. Watch the bathtub there, Andy. Watch
the... Yeah, I'll step over it here. Tell me this. Ain't it a little inconvenient having the bathtub right at the front door? Suppose the door flew open.
Well, while you was in the tub, you can just reach up and hold the door shut by the knob, you see. On the trip, you'll have to do most of your bathing in a crouch, but you'll get used to it, Andy. Now, let's move up front here.
Yeah.
Watch your head on the cross beam.
What beam?
Ow!
That's the beam.
Oh, my head. Ow!
Brother Jackson did a nice job on the interior, didn't he? And two beds, all the pleasures of home. Nice and compact. Yeah. Everything folds into something else, you see?
Yeah, I see. Tell me this. Where's the washstand?
The washstand? Oh, yeah. Well, that's really compact, Andy.
Yeah, but where is it?
Well, all you got to do is to lift this divan and slide it on the bed and shove back the storage chest, unscrew three bolts, remove the spare tire, and there's the washstand.
Boy, another thing, I don't see no stove. Where do you do your cooking in here?
Stove?
Yeah, where is it?
Well, Brother Jackson put it right where it ought to be, right there under the mattress and springs. See, you just take off this mattress here. And then you remove the spring.
Wait a minute. It's bad enough moving out the mattress, but is you got to move out the springs, too?
Well, not necessarily. You can leave the springs there. Turn on the stove and use the springs for a grill, you see.
Listen, Kingfish, I don't know about going in this thing.
Now, look, Nana, it'll be a wonderful trip. And I tell you what, I'll make it up to you when we get rich Uncle Wilbur's money.
Yeah, well, okay, Kingfish, it's a deal. But listen, about this sleeping. When Sapphire and her mama's driving, you take the bed over the stove.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about, Andy.
Well, I know that, but just the same, I don't want to wake up in the morning and smell breakfast cooking and find out it's me.
Y'all getting ready for an early start to Florida, boys. It's only 7:30.
Yeah, Amos, that's right. We is all set here.
Yes, Amos, Mama and Sapphire is back in the trailer. We starting with the driving ourselves, me and Andy. I better check and see if there's already back there. Here, back there. All set back in the trailer.
Yeah, me and Mama all set back here.
Hey, what's holding us up? Come on, Alabama, get this caravan moving.
Stop sticking your head out the window, Mama. At the Holland Tunnel, they liable to think that this is a horse van and charges double.
Come on now. Let's get going. This crazy trail.
Oh, shut up.
Well, Amos, this is so long. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it won't take us too long to stake our claim on Uncle Wilbur's money. Well, so long, Andy and Kingfish. Have a nice trip. And I hope you all have a safe journey and hurry back. Now, you all be careful and watch your driving on the road.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We will. So long, Amos.
Goodbye, fellas.
So long, Amos. So long.
Goodbye.
So long, boys. So long.
Florida? Yeah, we come. Yippee!
Oh, boy, your mama is really excited, Kingfish. Look at that. She done took
a transformation off and is waving goodbye with that. Look at that.
This is the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall.
I'd like to speak to a Mr. George Kingfish Stevens. This is Mr. Thompson from the used trailer lot.
Well, I saw him, Mr. Thompson, but the Kingfish ain't here.
Well, I wonder if you could take a message for him. When we sold him the trailer, we had a little slip-up over here. We forgot to put a new hitch on it.
New hitch?
Yeah, the hitch between the trailer and the car was completely worn out.
Worn out on me?
Yeah, if he was to do any driving with that trailer at all, one good jolt and the car and trailer'd come apart.
If you've got an eye for a buy, a real buy, you owe it to yourself to go see the big new 21-inch CBS Columbia TV console with the little table model price, just $199.95. And this is no budget set, mind you. It's a big, powerful set, uncompromisingly engineered by CBS Columbia and filled with today's most important electronic refinements. It has a huge 21-inch picture with the new blue-white screen. It has a full 21-tube Powertron chassis. It has an extremely sensitive built-in antenna. It has feature upon feature to give you brilliant, needle-sharp pictures, rich, natural sound, and exceptional freedom from service difficulties. CBS Columbia gives you all this and a handsome console cabinet, too, for only $199.95, including federal tax and warranty. It's the biggest big-screen buy since TV began. The great new 21-inch CBS Columbia console with the table model price. Go see it.
Sailing, sailing, on away we go. When we get to Florida, we'll get the old man's dough.
Oh, boy, we're making pretty good time now, ain't we, Kingfish?
Oh, I'll see you, then. I think we're doing fine, boy.
Oh, yeah. Of course, we done lost a half hour when Sapphire's mama stuck her head out the trailer window on that Pulaski Skyway and her transformation blowed off.
Yeah, nice of that truck driver to bring it back to us.
Yeah.
He said it'd give him quite a scare when he see it laying down the road. He think he done run over a sheepdog.
Yeah, but we is making pretty good time, Kingfish. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder where we is.
Yeah, I kind of wonder where we is, too, and, well, there's a sign alongside the road there. Yeah, pull over on the shoulder there, see if you can read it. Uh-oh. What do it say, Anna?
Danger, soft shoulder.
Well, come on, Anna. Let's get out here. Get out there. We didn't do so much damage, I don't guess.
No, but look here, though, Kingfish. Look at that trailer hitch. That thing done let loose.
Well, don't worry, Andy. Look like we can get it to hold all right.
Hey, what's going on here? What's that do to us?
Well, glad you're up, Mama. Would you mind stepping out here and lifting this trailer back on the road?
Oh, yeah. That baling wire ought to hold the car to the trailer in case the hitch let loose again.
Why, you nitwit. You think that baling wire is going to hold this thing? Better get a mechanic and get this thing fixed right.
Now, listen, Mama, you mind your business and I'll stick to mine. I don't go around telling you how to be a nasty old woman, do I?
I feel so much safer now that you're driving and George and Andy are sleeping back in the trailer.
Well, I hope we don't have no more trouble with that no-good trailer hitch. The car George's has really picked up trip.
Yes, Mama, it sure has. We just seem to be whizzing along.
Yes, indeed. And them two bums are sleeping back there. I've been in this wheel here for over 2 hours. Sapphire, just tap on the back window and see if you can wake them up.
All right, I'll turn around here and, something
wrong, Sapphire?
No, Mama. No. Mama, if I told you something, you wouldn't get excited, would you?
Of course not.
You wouldn't run the car off the road or nothing.
Oh, why, no, Sapphire. What is it?
Mama, the trailer is gone.
What?
Careful, Mama, careful.
Oh, my, the trailer's gone. That baling wire must have given way someplace on the road.
Oh, Mama, I bet that trailer's done crashed into a ditch someplace. This is terrible.
Yes. Not only is my transformation in there, but all my best porcelain is in that trailer.
Mama, this ain't no time to worry about dishes.
Who's worrying about dishes? I'm talking about my upper plate.
Andy, you awake?
Yes, I'm just laying here.
Andy, you notice anything?
Yeah, I do. Boy, this road is smoothed out in the last few months. And you know something? Hardly seems like we is moving at all.
Maybe my mom and Lord done stopped for gas. Must be in a gas station, all right?
Yeah, that's right, I guess. I'll open the side curtain here and look out.
Mm-hmm. What did you see, Andy?
Did you ever hear of a gasoline company called Stop, Look, and Listen?
Don't be silly, Andy. You'd only see a sign like that if you was on a railroad track.
Boy, you said it, because we is on a railroad track.
Let me see here. Holy smokes. Those two stupid women done stopped the trailer on a railroad track.
Yeah, that was stupid, all right. Lucky that there ain't no train coming.
Well, now, let's not panic here, Andy. I see the train, too. Probably going the other way. That's the caboose we are looking at, in.
Yeah, well, that's the first caboose I done ever seen with a cow catcher on it.
Listen, Andy, wrap on the front window there and tell them crazy women to wake up and get us off the track here.
Yeah, I'll pull the shade up here. Hey, there ain't no automobile here. This must be the back window.
Oh, this must be the front window just then. I'll pull the shade up here and tap on the window.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Ain't no automobile here either.
Kingfisher, no, we has either got too many windows here or not enough automobile.
Now, take it easy, Andy. We started out with one, so there got to be automobile around here someplace.
Yeah, well, I hope it shows up soon. That caboose is gaining on us.
Oh, me it is. Look at it, Andy.
Oh, Kingfish, what must we do?
Andy, we has got to get from the interior to the exterior before this thing gets hit in the posterior. Come on, Andy.
Yeah, out of the way, Kingfish. I'm going to get out of here faster than a Frenchman out of Indochina.
Yeah, get out of the thing, Andy. This ain't no time to take a bath. Get out of that thing.
Oh, man. Well, get the door open. Hurry up, Kingfish. Hurry up.
Holy mackerel, Andy. Look at that train bearing down on us here.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Listen, Andy. We might have time to get the trailer off the track. Here, grab the trailer hitch here.
Yeah.
Okay, now pull. Keep pulling, Andy. Keep pulling. Pull. Come on, pull. Pull, Andy. Keep pulling.
Kingfish, can I stop pulling now?
Shut up, you dummy. All you got in your hand is the trailer hitch.
Holy mackerel, look at that trailer. Sprued all over the landscape.
Oh, me, Andy, I ain't seen nothing spread out like that since Sapphire was doing the mambo and a camisole let loose at the New Year's Eve party.
Since I'm in the radio entertainment business, people have often asked me, why doesn't someone do something about the sound that comes out of a TV set? Everything sounds flat and fuzzy and lifeless. Well, someone has done something about it. The CBS Columbia people have with their new full-fidelity TV receivers. I doubt that you've ever heard anything like it. It has a 360 full-fidelity sound system that reproduces in your living room all the sparkle and richness that performers deliver into the studio microphone. 360 sound uses not one but two matched speakers facing in opposite directions to surround you with true sound such as you never heard before from a TV set. The CBS Columbia Picture System is equally advanced. It's called Full Fidelity Sight, and it contains today's latest electronic refinements, such as a mirror-back aluminized picture tube, a small-spot photoelectron gun, a new improved 21-tube Powertron chassis, and many other features designed to give you a picture that's a joy to behold. CBS Columbia Full Fidelity TV is a unique experience. You see better and you hear better. Yet it doesn't cost a penny more than an ordinary set, probably less. Go see and hear the CBS Columbia Full Fidelity TV set at your dealers soon.
See such a mess.
Oh, yeah. There's pieces and bits of trailer all over the place. Look here. Here's the icebox door. Where do you suppose the rest of it is?
Well, the last time I see it, Dan, it was hanging on the smokestack of the engine with the bed springs.
And look here. Here's a half a grapefruit from the icebox. Hey, what is this sunk in it here?
Holy mackerel, Linda. That's my mom-in-law's upper plate. Like that. The old glutton has been nibbling on this thing by proxy.
You know something? I ain't never seen such a mess as this. You think the railroad is going to sue us like the conductor say?
Well, I ain't worried about the railroad coming in. But what's going to happen when Sapphire and Mama come back here looking for us?
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that can put a damper on the whole trip, you know?
We'll never be able to get to Florida now. We'll disappoint rich Uncle Wilbur. He'll leave us out of his will. Probably cut us out of it entirely.
Yeah.
Come on, Anna. Let's start walking along the road, yeah?
Okay. And your mom-in-law say not to trust the baling wire.
Listen, Anna. When we do run into Sapphire and Mama now, we got to break it to them gradual what done happened, you know?
Well, I'll tell you something, Kingfish. I got an idea that when they get through with us, we're going to wish we never got out of that trailer.
Think you'll never find us.
Well, Mom and me been backtracking for an hour trying to find you two dummies on the road.
Yes. I told you that hitch would never hold, you failing wire genius.
Now, look, Mama, I know you told me, but I...
Well, I'm glad you and Andy wasn't hurt. By the way, where is the trailer?
The trailer?
Yes, the trailer.
Oh, the trailer. Well, it's down the road a piece.
Yeah, quite a few pieces.
George Stevens, I want you to tell me the truth. Has something happened to that trailer? Has it been damaged?
No, not damaged.
Well, has it been scratched up?
No, not scratched.
Now listen, George. If anything done happened to that trailer, I'd be shattered.
That's the word.
Where is it now?
You better show it to him, Kingfish.
All right, Mama Sapphire, just keep walking here. Come on. Walk up on this little knoll here. If you just walk up and look over this little hill here, you'll see it. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're up here. Where is it?
There.
Good heavens, the trailer's spread all over the landscape.
Yeah, they ain't making them things like they used to.
George Stevens, what did you do to that trailer?
I didn't do nothing. What happened to that trailer is strictly between it and the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you've ruined our trip. We'll never get down to see Uncle Wilbur.
Now, wait a minute. I'll figure out some way to get down there. Just take it easy.
Well, listen here, folks. I done had enough. If it's all the same to you, I'm going to greyhound it back to New York.
Now, listen, the thing for us to do is to get in the car and drive back to New York. Then maybe we can figure out some other way to get to Florida.
Well, I guess that's all we can do.
Oh, everything I got is gone. Gone!
Now, wait a minute, Mama. I've been able to salvage something. The upper plate is gone. But once we pry it out of this grapefruit, it'll be okay.
Well, what about my transformation?
Well, Mama, after the train hit the trailer, the last I seen of it, it was 60 feet in the air, flying south like a hairy seagull. So that is the situation, Calhoun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got back to New York, but we ain't got no trailer, and I ain't got no money. Now, how is I going to get my wife and the mama-in-law down to Florida?
Kingfish? This is a case of tributary elevation.
Tributary elevation?
Man, you is up the creek.
Oh! I know that, but what is I going to do, though? Mama's got a little money, but it ain't enough to cover the train fare both ways.
Well, you still got your car, Kingfish. The thing to do is sell the car and get enough money to buy the ticket.
Yeah, sell the car. Yeah, that'll solve our problem.
Yeah,
I'll do it right away, Calhoun. You know things is always happening to me.
Well, things always happening to you. Look at what happened to my cousin Murgatroyd this summer.
Oh, you mean Murgatroyd, the bebop hipster?
Yeah. Him and me this summer were down, you know, this summer him and me was out there and he said to me, he said, Calhoun, said, let's go down to my old neighborhood. I want to cut up touches with some of the old boys.
Oh, he wanted to see some of his old buddies, huh?
Yeah, so we was walking down the street and Murgatroyd seen this fella and he said to him, he said, hi, slim old pal. And the fella said, hi, Murgatroyd, old buddy. And then he hauled off and hit Murgatroyd in the mouth and knocked him down, jumped up and down on him, banged his head on the pavement a few times, and then walked off.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. And I said to Murgatroyd, this is your old neighborhood. How could he treat you like this? And Murgatroyd said, man, think what would have happened if I'd have been a stranger.
Calhoun's advice and sold the car. Got $150. Now, with Mama's money, why, we'll be able to buy the tickets to Florida. Let me get in the apartment here.
Oh, George, I'm glad you're home. Me and Mama been waiting for you. We solved the problem of how to get to Florida.
You solved it?
Yes, George. I took the money I had and bought a second-hand trailer. Now, hitch the car up, cause we wired Uncle Wilbur, we is on our way.
Oh, no, Mama, you can't.
Well, folks, this has been our first show of the season for CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, and we hope you liked it.
That's right, folks. These sets are engineered by CBS Columbia.
We're inviting all of you to go in and see the brand new CBS Columbia sets for 1955. And when you do, would you be kind enough to tell the dealer that Amos and Andy sent you? Thank you and good night.
See you next Sunday.